Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, huh? Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How I preach on the mic in the church flowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He's just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
Nah.
Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear me.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. Listen, God with me.
Say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D, because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it, and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear me.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
Don't hear. I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm going to kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. We want to thank everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in to more, hallelujah, than an hour of power. Amen. Featuring myself, the Black Prince of Preachers. Amen. And we have our dynamic speaker for tonight, Sister Alessia Scott. She will be coming forth later on in the program to deliver a message from God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight, Lord. And we ask that your Holy Spirit be present with us on tonight, that you lead us and guide us the way you want us to go. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that is trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name. Excuse me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Y'all got to excuse Elder here a little under the weather tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go straight to the throne of grace tonight. Hallelujah. With our testimonies and our prayer requests. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what scripture we use? We use Psalms 100. And reading Psalms 100 coming out of the King James Version, it reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to open up the phone lines. If anybody has a testimony or prayer request, hallelujah, the phone lines are open. This would be the time. Praise God, whenever you want. Amen. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead. I'm sorry, somebody had something to say?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, I just praise God for all these years and all that he's doing, all what he's already done and what he's been missing doing. I just thank you, praise God, for these years. Because without him, where would we be? You know, I can't, there's not enough words to praise God with. I just thank God. You know, I just thank God for being in the midst of every situation. Even when your eyes trying to tell you one thing, you know, you don't in God's word, you know, you say, never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children at the best of bread. And I believe that, and I stand on that. I just thank God in advance for what he's about to do. Amen.
Amen, amen, praise God. Do we have another testimony on tonight? Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, once again, we come before you to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for our life, our health, and our strength on today. Thank you, Lord, just for being there in our lives, Lord, leading us and guiding us, taking us over the mountains and the molehills, taking us through the valleys, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. And we magnify you for it. Lord, touch the woman of God on tonight as she gets ready to come forth and bring forth your word. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Anoint her lips of Christ to strictly speak nothing but your word, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you and we magnify you for it, Lord. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to have a little Rance Allen with a little Kirk Franklin and Rance Allen, something about the name Jesus. Amen. And immediately after something about the name Jesus, amen, we will get into the word with the speaker of the hour. So the next voice you will hear after the song will be that of Sister Valencia Scott. Hold on one second. Amen, amen. One second, amen.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. It is the sweetest,
sweetest, sweetest, sweetest name I know.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
dang, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. I need something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name. I love the name.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. To Elder, to First Lady, to everyone's on the prayer line, let me go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how, repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, as I bring forth the word of God to the people of God, I pray that you hide me behind the cross, Father God. I pray you speak to me and through me. All of this is done for your glory in the name of Jesus, God. I speak a healing over Elder body right now in the name of Jesus, God. Anything that in his body, God, is out of you, God, I pray that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus, God. The blood over him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. You are a healer, God, and I thank you for his healing right now in the name of Jesus, God. And I just thank you, God, for everything that you're doing and what you're about to do in your precious son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I already texted Elder and First Lady where I was going to be teaching on, where the movies that I'm going to be teaching on, and the three movies that I'm going to be teaching on, that's actually Left Behind 1, 2, and 3. You know, 3 signifies the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to be talking about the rapture because it's getting closer and closer to that time, especially about the things that we're going through, like right now. Let me give you the characters, because it's 3 movies, so it's different characters in every movie. The first character is Steve, which is the reporter. Nikolai Kapapia, that's the devil. Ray, he is the pilot. Raymi, that's Ray's son. Chloe, that's Ray's daughter. Then they got Hattie, which is Ray's mistress. We got Bruce, which is the pastor. We got Chris, which is a pilot. We got Gerald, which is the president. Then we got Carolyn, which is Ray's wife. The word is wake up. Definition for wake up, an instant of a person waking up or being waking up. And I'm going to ask Lady Prevost to read the scriptures in a minute, but let me start off with Left Behind 1. Ray, he's married. He's a pilot. And he don't like, his life is really dedicated to Christ. She sold out for Christ. And he started getting angry with his wife because she wanted God more than she wanted her husband. So he had issues with that. So he actually have an affair with a lady, Hattie, that's on the, that's where he's going to see. His son is having a birthday party. And she asked him, Ray, why are you leaving? I want you to deal with the saints. I got to work. He told his daughter, Chloe, he said, I cannot be around all those church folks. Like, because Chloe was not saved. But Ray's wife was saved, and his son was saved. But Chloe was not saved, and Ray was not saved. So he left the party. He left his son's party, and he went to fight. Then he met, you know, with his girlfriend and things like that. And that's automatically when the rapture had hit. That's when everybody started disappearing and things like that. But the ones that's not saved, they had no idea what's going on because, okay, if the kids disappearing off the earth plane, why are you looking for the kids elsewhere? But that's what's happening. People are lost. They don't know what's going on. That's why it's our job as the saints to let them know what's going to happen about this rapture. Because even with this COVID going on, our people are talking about this vaccine. People still talking about the COVID and the vaccine more than they're talking about God, which God is the one that got all the power. Because I'm not taking no vaccine. But each is own. All I can say is you pray and seek God concerning it. But he ain't told me to take no vaccine, but to each his own. To each his own. So everybody disappearing, they was finding out this is happening all over the world. And this is what's going on now. People running it up. It was plenty, on Left Behind 1. As I'm looking at the movie, checking out the movie, everybody running around, everybody crazy, everybody losing their mind. They look and listen to everything that the president's saying. They listen to everything. And nobody's speaking. God is trying to find out what's going on. The only ones that actually know what's going on is actually Christians. Now, and the rapture hit, you ain't got no worries. But if you ain't saved and the rapture hit, you're going to go through. But see, the good thing about the God that we serve, even though that you might still be left, for one, you got to be really careful, but God is still going to take care of you. You cannot be talking about no God when the rapture hits. Okay, you just cannot talk. That's why God come get here before the rapture hits, because he don't want us to go through the stuff that the people did not believe, the people of the world. He don't want us down here. So let me go back. I'm going to talk about the pastor that was left down here. And the pastor, what's his name? Let me go back. That's Chris Bruce. Bruce is the pastor. He was upset because his wife was gone, his son was gone, the pastor. Okay, so he was all upset, getting all angry with God and stuff like that. He repented. He said, God, forgive me. He said, God, send me to help somebody. I want to help somebody. Let me back up. Ray had to come home. His mistress wanted him to go with him, go with her. She said, no, I got to get home to my family. So, because she already knew that he was married. I don't understand anyway. She already knew that the man was married. He wanted to leave with her anyway. He said, I got to get home to check on my family. So he finally get home. He's checking on his family. His wife gone. His son gone. They gone with God. So he left her by himself. He just breaking down. He thought his daughter was gone too. But Chloe, she found the way home. So it's him and Chloe. They left. They both are not saved, okay? And they still looking for him. They still looking like, where's my mom? Where's the son? Because don't nobody know the word. Don't nobody know the word. I'm going so over this. So as Ray pick up the Bible, finally pick up the Bible and start reading the Bible and finding out what's going on, because he actually started remembering what his wife told him that's about to happen. But happened, like, so it's going to happen. So as Chloe's going around trying to find her brother and her mom, he said, she said, you're not going to find them. She said, he said, because they're in heaven. She said, she's like, don't make a mockery out of her dad. Don't. He said, I'm telling you the truth, Chloe. She's gone. It's not right with God. That's why we see her down here. And that's Ray. He will not go to church. But he went to church, and he saw Bruce. When Bruce was crying, saying, God used me, he said he already had. I'm telling you, God has his way of getting our attention, even though, because I'm telling you, this is God. God is so much of love, because even though they still mess up, as we always do, as we mess up often, he still gave this man a chance. This man's still a pastor, okay? He might just be falling short on a few defects of characters or whatever, but the man is still a pastor. So God had to use him still for his glory. Let me go to where? Let me go back to Buck, the reporter. Buck is the reporter. Buck ain't say that all. Buck is go by facts. He reporter. He an atheist. He don't believe in nothing about no God. He just said Buck was just, and I'm telling you right now, being a good person is not going to get you to heaven. Because Buck was a good person, but it's not going to get you to heaven. You got to serve God. You be saved, sanctified, the Holy Ghost. You got to serve God with everything that you got. So Buck walking around, he said, I want to find out what's going on. What's going on? I'm telling y'all, this word, nobody is looking for God. Everybody looking for a quick fix. Everybody trying to find out, when is this going to go away? When this virus that we got right now going to go away? When God says it's going to go away? With all this hell that's going on right now, people still want love. It's still too much unforgiveness. People still are not acknowledging that God is God. Now, when we humble ourselves and seek his face and get out the way and start talking about what we want, that's when God will remove this. Until then, it's not going anywhere. And a lot of people got it and live, and a lot of people got it and die. God, like, wake up, people. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. Can't nothing happen in this world without God's permission. So the word is left down here so we can know what to do. It's we the saints. So for the ones that don't know God, they need to know what's going to happen when this rapture hits. So they won't be running around with it like their head cut off. Because if you check out the movie, everybody running around like their head cut off. Why are you looking for your child? The child went, your child was in the car seat. She ain't in the car seat no more. Why are you asking people to help you? Won't nobody say God. Only God get tired of people trying to use him like he a genie. Don't nobody want to spend no time with God. See, God, do what thus says, Lord. It's too much about us. That's another reason that we're going through what we're going through, right? Because the rapture ain't hit y'all. We just dealing with the COVID. We just COVID. Lady Prevost, can you read those scriptures that I gave you? That will be Luke 17:34-37, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, and Revelation 3:10.
Hey, man, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, so the first one is from Luke 17:34-37, and it reads, I tell you, and that night there shall be two men in one bed, the one shall be taken and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field, and the one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Okay, the second scripture is coming from 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 through 17, and it reads, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." And the last scripture is coming from Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." Amen.
Amen. Thank you, woman. Okay, now I'm trying to get back to, okay, once Ray found out that he was finally okay, knowing that his wife was in heaven and his son was in heaven, he was talking to her daughter. So Ray actually dedicated his life to Christ. He wanted to live for God. His little Jezebel girlfriend tried to come and check on him. He said, "I can't do this." He said, "I want to live for God." He said, "My wife loved me so much, she's trying to give me the truth," which was the word of God. So he just told her that he could not do that no more. So she was hurt and she left. So he taught his daughter and stuff like that. So they were with the Pastor Bruce, you know, because he's a minister. So they're talking about ways, you know, to try to help other people that don't know God, because everybody lost. All the saints are in heaven, and the ones that ain't, they still left down here. But they're trying to explain to Book, because Book's still trying to find answers with the only answer to God, but Book don't know that yet. So they're trying to tell Book that everything that's happening in the Bible, he was looking at codes and all these type of stuff. Every code he saw was a code in the Bible. Everything that we're going through right now is in the Bible. They were just trying to explain the Book about what's going on. But Book, he didn't believe them. So he went and was trying to find a way to help the devil, which is Nicolai Carpathia. He was letting Nicolai Carpathia know about some things that's going on. He did not know that he was the devil. But he found out that he was the devil when he saw, I think it was the 7 years, we had found out about the 7-year mark, about the mark of the beast. How he found out about Nicolai Carpathia was talking about that. He know how Bruce was talking about that. And he went into the restroom and said, "This is true." Devil, he don't know it yet. But as soon as Nicolai Carpathia started talking, that's when God gave him, like, the spirit of discernment, what we're supposed to have in faith. And that's the Antichrist. That's the devil. Because Nicolai Carpathia killed two people. The ones that were saved didn't see nothing. The only one that saw that he was the Antichrist was Buck, because he gave his life to Christ. See, as saints, you can't be no wimp. I'm serious about with this life. See, God is good. We're not only saved. We're not only supposed to be saved. We're supposed to be saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. God give us the gift of prayer. God give us the gift of fasting. God give us the gift of discernment. God give us gifts so we can fight off the enemy. That's what I'm talking about. Wake up, people. People are dying every day. Are you still going to go talk about God, or are you going to let COVID keep you up in the house? Don't allow COVID to keep you in the house. Look, God is the one that got all power. If I get sick, I ain't got sick. But if I got sick, it's God's will. But I don't believe that I'm about to die or nothing like that, because why? God promised me too much. First of all, let me back up. God said 70 years. Anything after that is grace and mercy. I stand on the word of God. See, when you stand on the word of God, you don't get crippled when the enemy try to throw stuff at your way. So, Book, he got saved, and we're going on to Left Behind 2. We're talking about Left Behind 2. He working with the devil, which is Nicolai Carpathia. That was his job. That's what you cannot be scared. I'm telling you, especially after the rapture, because people know, look, God know who's saved for real and the ones that's playing. Because Nicolai Carpathia is the Antichrist, and Book has to report to him, knowing that this man is the devil. At the same time, he got to do his job. He prayed. He did not let the Antichrist know that he was a Christian, though. He did. Because you can't be talking about that Christian stuff when the rapture hits. So they know that he's the Antichrist. And Ray, he's a fight, a pilot. I mean, he didn't want to fly, do nothing. He said, "That's the Antichrist." He said, "I don't want to be around him." They said, "Ray, you got, when I'm telling you, when you get saved, it's not about you. You got to do what thus says the Lord." Because he had a friend. His friend lost his family, Chris. God used Ray to minister to Chris. That's what I'm talking about. Chris wanted to kill himself because the family was gone. You know, they in a rapture. He have no family. He wanted to blow his brains out. He wanted to die. And Ray ministered to him. And after Ray ministered to him, that's when he said, "I'm going to go ahead and fly this airplane, you know, so he can help out Buck." Because, you know, like I said, Buck, he a Christian, but he didn't go around telling Nicolai Carpathia. and but I'm talking about this spirit of discernment. Ray shook that man's hand. Nicholas Carpathia, he saw the demon. Just like Buck saw, he was the devil. Ray saw it too. You cannot run off when you see the Antichrist. And let me let you know something else about the devil. He got power too. He got power too. But he can't, you, another thing, you can't kill him either. He's the Antichrist. He's supposed to be down here for this time. God did this. He told God, I'm going to get them all. God said, you can try. You can try. But he can't get us all. All you got to do is have a made up mind. And that's he around here, because what Satan want to do is say that he is God. So he tried. And we got to know when it do come, it's going to be that. I don't know it's going to be, because it ain't Trump. Everybody thought the Antichrist was Trump. No, it ain't that fool. It's the one that's going to be talking about peace all the time and talking about love all the time. Uh-huh. I mean, you got to make sense. You got to say words. You got to stay on your knees. You got to stay seeking God, because it's coming, y'all. It's coming. It's coming. It's truly coming. And let me back up about Buck and Chloe. Okay, they start, you know, okay, she saved and he saved, you know. So they got married, like, on the third one, because Ray got a new wife on the third one. And they still got the virus still going on, okay? One thing about being the same, we think that we're not supposed to go through stuff, y'all. It's like, I don't know why we think that. I don't know why we think that we got it so doggone easy. And you know what we do? Enough about me. We use this stupid, I'm human all the time. Okay, you cannot use no excuse that you're human. You got to do what thus says the Lord. And if you around people that co-sign your crap, they ain't right. Don't be around nobody. No, tell me the truth. Don't lie to me. Tell me the truth. Don't co-sign my mess. Okay, don't co-sign my mess. Because that Jezebel, that Jezebel that Ray was messing with, guess who that Jezebel starts sleeping with? The devil. The Jezebel starts sleeping with the devil. Okay? Keep on reading that word. She's going to have in the Bible, this one that Jezebel is going to have a baby, the demon baby or something. It's something like that in Revelation. But that's what the Jezebel did. And the Jezebel wants to mess up, to break out a new wife. She want to come in there and try to fight. She tried to tempt him. She said, this is what the Jezebel, they come to. So the Jezebel tried to tempt Ray. He said, I don't love you. I don't want you to want my wife. So she tried to get him fired and stuff like that. But Ray, he kept his head up. You know, he didn't waver. He just stayed focused. He saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. He got one wife, and all he cared about that they were sick of was his daughter. Buck and Chloe, they finally got married, because they all got married at the same time. Buck and Chloe got married, and Ray and his new wife, they all got married. Because it's the last day, so you really just got the kind of time. But what I love about, because I know y'all heard me talk about Chloe before, because Chloe just wants to be like her mom. Chloe just really, truly wants to help, okay? And it ain't easy going through. But she actually had to go through something, y'all, so some people can be healed, delivered, and set free. God chose Chloe and allowed her to get sick. He allowed Chloe to catch the virus. And we question God, y'all. And be honest, we get mad at God. Like, why would you allow me to get sick, God? I'm doing everything that you told me to do. Why would you allow me to get sick? Why me? Why not you? Everybody in the Bible went through. Look what Jesus went through. That's why I said we can't make no excuses. Okay, like, you don't supposed to be doing this. You're supposed to be doing. Jesus did not do it. Like that woman, that prostitute. Jesus, that woman washed his feet, put perfume on his feet. He wasn't thinking of that woman in no lustful way. So you cannot say. People say, oh, I'm human. No, you let somebody co-sign that crap. Man, if I'm wrong, call me out. If I say I'm supposed to be a saint or a Christian, I got to be like that all the time. It ain't no point doing all of this and you're going to go to hell. I mean, what is the point? And I'm telling y'all right now, God is so displeased right now. It's so many people that's going to be exposed. It's not funny, because God is sick of people making a mockery out of him, making a mockery out of God. If you don't truly want this, just leave it alone. Don't play patty cake with God, because I prefer a beating from my mother than a beating from the Lord. I would not make a mockery out of God. But we get mad at God when God don't move fast. Mad at God because we get sick, because we're like, God, you ain't moving fast enough. First of all, God is not our genie. He is our God. We're supposed to bow to him. We're supposed to submit ourselves to him. I'm honest. I'm talking about me. I've got mad at God because he has not moved fast enough for me. But who am I? I could talk about it. But Chloe got sick, y'all. And all Chloe wanted to do was help. This girl didn't even go on a honeymoon. She went straight to the chef and helped me. Let me back up. This was Chloe's they had a virus, like what we got now, like a virus. So COVID got sick. And guess what? Book got upset as well, because this is what we do. Why, God? We do this all the time. Why, God? Why, God? He got upset with God. He got upset with God. But what he did, what I love about Book, what I love about Book, he obedient. You know, okay, Ray came and the wife came. They said, let's pray. Let's go do. Let's pray. God told Book, be still. Be still me. Don't do nothing. Just be still. Don't move. Don't do nothing. God don't make sense, y'all. God do not make sense. Okay? So he had to go minister to the president. Why? Because the president wasn't saved. Okay? Okay. In our mind, we were like, why would he go to his wife? His wife is sick. But the president, he said, why are you not with your wife? He said, your wife is sick. He said, but my wife is saved. He said, my wife died, she's going to heaven. He said, but Mr. President, if you die, you're not going to heaven. See, God don't do it the way that we think he should do it. We were thinking, like, should he be with his wife? God told him to be still, and he heard, he said, no, don't go to your wife. To the president. See, when you say sanctify the Holy Ghost for real, God got you covered, because God allowed COVID to get sick. And before COVID died, well, not die, before they thought that COVID was going to die, she said she wanted to do the Holy Communion, not knowing that the Holy Communion was the cure to the virus. See, we go through stuff, but we complain so much fast about what we're going through. We don't praise God when we're going through. We all whine. Why me? That is what we do. We complain too much instead of giving God praise. Because, and that girl going through, as she went through, that's how they found out the cure so many people can live. But we don't want to go through. We want this whole microwavable things. And God is not priest. He said, will you suffer? He said, you're going to be persecuted. But would you suffer for a name's sake? When you walk along with everybody lead you, with everybody talk about you, when you ain't got a penny in your pocket, like you might even become homeless to serve God. But would you serve him? A lot of folks, it's too much compromise. It's too much compromising, and God is sick of the compromising. We got gifts. I just got three of them. It's actually more, but we got gifts. And God give it to us. The first one is prayer. Colossians 4:2. Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. The next one, fasting. Psalms 9:10. When I wept and humbled my soul with fasting, it became my reproach. Discernment. John 7:24. Stop judging by mere appearance, but instead judge correctly. These are gifts that God gave us. Why we don't use our gifts? Why we don't activate our gifts? Because a lot of you don't want to. I'm telling you, fasting ain't just food. You have to fast off everything. You have to fast. You got to get away. You got to. Your temple, it's what you put in your temple. It ain't just the food. It's what you see. It's what you hear. You have to be so careful. And everything that I do, I ask God. I do not make. And I ain't saying I'm all of it. It's where God got me at. Everything that I do, I ask God first. I'm not finna move if he ain't tell me to move. I'm gonna be still, because I don't want to mess up. I done messed up a lot of times. I don't want to mess up. So if he say fast, that's in every area. I have a spirit of discernment. I'm supposed to know. You're supposed to know. You can't go out in this world trying to mess with somebody and you ain't got no spirit of discernment and praying. If you can't pray, Can some people pray three times a day? Because it's like it's hard to get people to pray now. Can you pray like three times a day? Can you pray like 40 days, 90 days? Can you pray consistently? We won't do the baby thing like praying, fasting, and discernment. This is things that God give us and ask us to do, probably said fasting and praying. Will we do that? But we want to run to him with this whole long list of things we want from God. So I'm telling you right now, God is so sick of us saying we're trying to use him like a genie. He is not no genie. And then we get an attitude with him because he ain't moved. And we do. We do. Okay, why? We do. We get so upset with him when he is so good. Okay, we still alive. Okay? And no, I'm sure it ain't no way nobody is missing no meals, because he won't allow it to happen. Okay? He covering our families. God is so good. Everything that God said he's going to do for us, saints, he's going to do it. God's going to do it in his timing. But everything that God said he's going to do, he do. And God love is so unconditional. Say, God, forgive me. He wipe it away like we never done it. God don't leave. God don't judge. God is the same all the time. But we really don't want God. We want what he got. Give me, God. Give me, give me, give me. That's what we do. Give me, God. You ain't grateful when I got you. A lot of reasons our blessings got held up because we want to thank him for what he do. That's why a lot of stuff be. I'm at a place right now in ministry where I am in God. Whatever God has for me, it's coming. I'm not rushing it. It's going to come. See, if you try to rush it or get in the way, you doing it. God didn't bless you, baby. That's you all up in the way. But if you take a step back and let God do it, oh, that's when the blessing going to come. He's not going to do it no fast anyway. It's in his timing. But in his timing, I got to go out there and minister. This woman said this to me. It shocked me, too. I went to Family Dollar. This shocked me. He said, since you ain't been in here praying, I still got robbed. I like, okay, I like, really? I like, really? Since I haven't been up there, the store ain't got robbed. Okay, this woman say, sanctify the Holy Ghost. This woman know the word of God. What she mean? Since I haven't come. I mean, don't try to put that on me, but I could have got, no, don't put that on me. Okay, I know how to pray, and you know how to pray. You know, so she said, since you ain't been up here, I said, no, you know how to pray. You got to be careful with that, because people would drink. But a person know when somebody got the Holy Ghost for real and know they live for God for real. They'll try to pimp and work, drain you with your anointing. I don't do that, baby. Now, don't put, look, you know how to pray. As well. I just didn't say anything, but I prayed with her, and I left. I ain't got to look, I don't mind praying, but don't put that on me. I'm telling you, people will put stuff on you. I'm telling you, sis, I haven't been coming to the store. What you mean, sis, I ain't been praying? She know how to pray as well. But I went ahead and prayed. I pray all the time. And I'm sure next week I'm going to be going to that store praying. Oh, I just want to, do you think I really just want to get up and just go to the store and pray like that? Like I ain't got my own things that I'm going through. Okay? But I got to be obedient because I'm sure God going to make me go out there and pray just like he make me go do other stuff. I have to be obedient. When God say move, you got to move. God don't say how you feel. I guarantee you. Ella don't feel very well. You really see. We got really think Ella will be online right now. You know, it ain't how he feel. He got to do what thus says the Lord. That's his strength. He got to bring. He got, you know, he got to continue to promote what he doing. He got to do what thus says the Lord. So look, true ministry got nothing to do with how you feel. Maybe that's something to do with how we feel. Like we'll never move. We would never do it. But we'll say, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like doing it. The word is wake up, people. It's people walking around in nighttime with shades on. I said, you might be catching. It's people walking around in nighttime with shades on. They still have not woke up. This virus ain't woke people up. I don't know what will wake people up. Okay, because God gave me a perfect example of what Chloe did when he allowed her to get sick and found out about the cure. Y'all really think God is going to let us die like that? I mean, the God that we serve, y'all really think that he's just going to let us go like that? All he wants is some humility. He just wants people to acknowledge. Stop acknowledging the vaccine. Stop acknowledging the president, this TV, Facebook, Instagram, all these devices. Are not acknowledging that he is God, that he is Alpha and Omega. When people truly wake up, it'll leave the ego out. It's not even that hard to figure out. That's when it will go. But right now, all this anger, everybody mad, cheating, lying, everybody, you just wrong. All these people in a pulpit talking about you of God, you got a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a trainer, some more stuff. Like God don't see you. I'm telling you right now, that kind of stuff right there makes me upset. The reason it makes me upset, you don't even have to do it. If you don't want to do what thus say, if you don't want to be saved, but don't dib a dab. Don't dib a dab. You do not want God to expose. I'm telling you, when God exposed, God going to expose small. God exposed big because don't make a mockery out of him. Don't come into that pulpit with all that mess. God, look, you can't hide your mess from God. You can get soap and water, keep trying to scrub that sin off. Try to scrub that sin out, God. Like, I see a single sin. You use all that stuff you want to. I see you. I see your heart. I see what you do in the dark. God is tired of the shenanigans. God is tired of the foolishness. That's why we got to still go through this right now. I hate the fact that so many other people are going to die. I truly hate it. And I truly hate that everybody's so sick and scared that everybody's going to take the vaccine. When you see God for real, just get on your knees, Sunday, and pray. Get away from everybody and just get in your secret God and say, God, should I take it? Should I not? Don't do it. I'm not taking it. I'm with the God of that. I'm not taking it. Just because I ain't taking it, that's on you. But I'm not there for, let me give you an example. The flu shot. Why every time, okay, the flu shot. Why everybody that took the flu shot got the flu? I ain't never heard no myth. Every time somebody took the flu shot, they got the flu. I never took the flu shot, y'all. Guess what? I never got the flu. And you got to catch it. When had they ever started giving stuff away free? They were trying to give the, they was giving the flu shot away free, y'all. Take the flu. I say nothing in this world free. And why y'all trying to make everybody get the flu shot? That's why I said, baby, I ain't no follower. I'm a leader, baby, and I stand alone. I'm a leader. I'm not finna, just because that's what you want to do, don't mean Valencia finna do it. Just because you take the vaccine, oh, it don't mean Valencia gonna take it. Because if I take that vaccine, hell, I might as well take the mark of the beast. It's coming next. Yeah, this coming next, the mark of the beast, the rapture, all of these things are coming. So we got to put on our full armor of God. You got to put on your breastplate to fight. I mean, it's time to fight. There ain't no time to get scared now. It's time to fight and tell people the truth. Look, if I'm wrong, tell me. I ain't so holier than now. You can't check me. If I'm out of order, tell me. Don't let me go to hell. Tell me. Tell me. Look, I know what sin is. Come on, man. If I'm out of order, tell me. But listen, you know you can't do this. But listen, you know you can't do that. No, I can't. I can't do it. Look, just because I'm saved don't mean everybody that's saved. Some people that I have to minister to, they're not saved. Just because they out there twerking, what do I look like to be out there twerking with them and talking about I'm a woman of God? They ain't going to believe nothing I say. They like, really, she's twerking too? I'm not no follower. I stand. There was a young guy, he was talking to me, you know, like he talked to the little chicken heads or whatever. I said, first of all, you can't talk to me like that. I said, you can talk to those chicken heads like that. I said, but you can't talk to me like that. He said, they ain't chicken heads, they called Doc. They called Doc Tot or whatever. I said, but as the woman of God that I am, you can't talk to me like that. Go around and do everything that they doing. They will never respect the God in me. They will never believe what I say about God. God looking for leaders now. He's looking for a leader. He's looking for Joseph, a leader. Job, a leader. Noah, a leader. Man, when God used you, you a leader. He don't use no followers. He used leaders. He used the ones that ain't scared. The scared to say something. They laughed at Noah when Noah was building that boat, talking about Noah. Noah kept on building. Why? Because he obeyed God. Look, in this time, you can't worry about folks like you. Look, don't like me. I mean it from the bottom of my soul. I don't care if you don't like me, babe. I mean it. Because God loves some Valencia. Do you hear me? God loves me. That's why I serve him like I do. Noah built there. They laughed at Noah. Look at Joseph. They like, we supposed to bow to you. They didn't like Joseph. None of Job. All of them went through. All of them. Look at David. Look at David. Saul did not like David because of the anointing. That's ministry, y'all. And it's going to be some days. You got to stand alone. Are you going to stand for righteousness, or are you going to be a little follower? Because you want to be a little follower, you're going to follow right into the H-E-L-L. Because God ain't looking for no followers. He's looking for some leaders to go out there and tell him, in spite of this COVID, that God is still on the throne, that God's going to remove this. If I give my life to Christ, we got to see a minister. Get out the house. It's too many. I'm telling y'all, I see it. It's so many scary. I'm in Memphis, y'all. It's so many scary. I ain't lying, y'all. They scared. They so scared. I said, who they serve? Because if you serve God for real, what you scared for? If you serving God, you're supposed to know that God got you. You're supposed to know that God ain't going to allow nothing to happen to you. And I pray, I command Michael, Raphael, R.H., I command my angels to protect me and my family. I guess the reason I wasn't scared when I was sinning. See, when I was sinning, y'all, I gave him my all. So I guess it just the way that's why I am the way that I am now, far as that. I'm not scared of this. I wear my mask out of an act of obedience. But I know in my mind that God got me. I know in my mind that God isn't allowed Valencia to get sick. I know in my mind it's too much work that needs to be done. That ain't got nothing to do with Valencia. I know God told me some things that he promised me. Ain't nothing finna happen to Valencia. That's the kind of faith that I have. And that's the type of faith that I stand on. I stand on it. I stand on it, y'all. I do it. It ain't time to be scared, y'all. It's not. Yes, people are dying. But you gotta trust God. You gotta believe God. So God, even ain't your time. He ain't going nowhere. But if you dipping in that, if you playing, now you ought to be scared. But if you know for a fact you ain't playing and you doing everything God told you to do, you good. Don't be scared. Go man. I minister. It ain't too easy. God, I'll be in the house. God will make me go outside and minister somebody. I said, okay, let me go. I get my oil. I got my whip. I get my oil. I got my prayer scarf. I got my water. It's a lot of times I have to go pray for people, get them some water. It's three people I did that to, and they got healed. It ain't me. It's God. I just obedient. I said, God, I need you to show them that it's you. It's not Valencia. It's you. You got to be obedient. You got to be. And wear your mask. Wear your mask out of an act of obedience. But know that it's the God that we serve that cover us. That cover us. Plead the blood. I plead the blood. I said, God, so this is how I pray. The Father God, I pray that you touch my mind, renew my mind in the name of Jesus. God, change my mind. Say, don't allow me to think like I used to think, God. Father God, touch my eyes, remove all the cataract, God. Allow me not to be blinded, God. Allow me to see, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I know the word of God. Allow me to speak life over myself and not death, God. Father God, pray to me a pure heart and renew in me the right spirit, God. Anything that's not in me, God, I pray you can move it. That's how I pray. Then I pray in authority, and I walk in authority. That's what he's looking for. We have authority, like power. We are powerful. So stop acting like you're not powerful. Stand on God. Give him back his word. Get in that word. Get in that word. Because the rapture coming. I'm telling you, I don't want to go to hell. I can't stand up. It's too windy. It get 100 degrees and some. It's hot. I can't be in no hell and can't breathe and being down there with all this dead, all that evil. I don't want to go there. I want to go with God. I'm not doing all this for my health. I promise I'm not. I'm not. I want to go with God. That's why I won't fit in. That's why I won't come. It's lonely, y'all. It's lonely, but I'm not alone because I'm always with God. I'm talking to God 24/7 every day. Let him know what's going on with Valencia. You know what it's called? It's called a relationship. It's called a relationship. It's the bit when God puts you in isolation. When God don't want nothing but you, feeling in the world. When God just wants your time, he just want to talk to you. He don't want nothing from you. God just wants your time, and then he ministers to you, and then he just blesses you. The Holy Ghost. And I tried to get a buzz, cigarettes, weed, alcohol, but the Holy Ghost is free, and it's the best feeling in the world. When God wants you, oh, you somebody. Oh, you somebody. Let him remove those people. Let them go. They were supposed to be around. When we let people go, that's when our blessing comes. That's for somebody right there. When you let them go, your blessing will come. But you want to carry people. God said, I want to bless you, but you won't even let them go. They didn't suffer like you. They didn't go through what you went through. They can't get your blessing, but you won't let them go. That's for somebody. I don't know who that's for, but you got to let them go. Let them. I'm telling you, as a witness, let them go. I'm saying, because how my discernment is, if you talk about me, baby, I can pick you up in the spirit. I can tell you what you got on. It ain't me, this guy, and I thank God for that level, because God said I would never let people hurt you or treat you like they treated you. People don't know my story. They look at the glory. Oh, Valencia thinks y'all that. Baby, you don't know my story. You don't know my pain. Don't judge me. Can't even handle what Valencia went through. I promise that my book come out. You can't handle what Valencia went through. The enemy tried to kill me many times, and I tried to commit suicide many times. But God said, now, my daughter, you got work to do. God chose me and said, I want you to go through it, or your big mouth behind, or go tell somebody about me. So God allowed me to go through. I went through with weed. I went through with alcohol. I went through with depression. I went through with men. I went through it all. But God delivered me. He delivered me. He's a deliverer. I ain't on no pimp. I'm not on nothing but Jesus. I'm sold out for Christ. This is what he's looking for. He's looking for folks on fire for him. On fire. I'm like this all the time, not just on the phone. I be outside shouting at my neighbor. They're like, she after praying again. That's that girl, that girl right there, she be praying all the time. That's God, y'all. It be cold. Fire for God, nothing else. Be on fire for the Lord. Because I'm telling you that, he's the only one that ain't going to leave. Everybody else going to leave, baby. God ain't going to leave. Guess what? God ain't going to talk about you. Guess what? He ain't going to slander you. God is the same all the time. How you don't want God? He's good. God will be with you
in your darkest moment while everybody else believes it, talking about you, man, y'all know. Ain't nobody like God. Nobody like God. How I can't love him. How I can't serve him. How I can't. When I wanted to die. When I wanted to die. When I had that gun. I said that said little shit. I had a gun to my head and I wanted to die. He wouldn't let me pull that trigger. I don't know my story, baby. You don't know my story. You don't know. Because he saved a wretch like me. And guess what? He don't love me no different than he loved anybody else on the line. He loved us all the same. And in his own special way. He ain't going to do no more for me than he'll do for anybody else. But he ain't looking for no. The word is wake up. Wake up. Get on fire for God. Don't let this COVID scare you. Stay on fire for God. I know a lot of folks ain't going to church. You better learn to put your praise and worship. You better learn how to praise your way out of that. I know a lot of people, I know it's quarantine for a lot of people, but you got to praise your way out of things. You got to still give God praise and you ain't see no way out. You got to praise God. You ain't got no money, no food. You got to still praise God. You got to trust God. You got to trust him. You got to praise him. Ministry got none to do with how you, I'm telling you, not move how you feel. Feelings are from him, okay? That's your feelings. I don't move by that. He moved by, do you trust me? You got any faith in me? Do you believe that even though we got this book, God is not in the life? So God said, I'm going to do what he's going to do. So I'm done, Elder. You can play the next song. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to play this Marvin. Amen. Best in me, and we'll be right back with your comments and your prayer requests. Praise God.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me. Yeah.
Everyone else.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah. Oh.
Everyone else,
yeah. Around
me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine. And I am his. It doesn't matter what I mean. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine. And I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me.
Yeah.
So I have a witness tonight. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the man.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the man.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the man. The man.
What did he see?
The man.
I said, what did he see?
The man.
I said, what did he see?
The man.
Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're gonna go past it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine, and I'm his.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who
and the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I need.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Amen. 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 He saw the best in me. Praise God. The word said when everyone else around me could only see the worst, he saw the best. Praise God. We thank God for that selection. Amen. Marvin Sapp. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the woman of God bringing forth the word of God on tonight. Do we have any prayer requests, any comments on tonight? Praise God. The phone lines are open. Will there be one at this time? Praise God. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. 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 Well, we just thank God. Amen. For everybody who called in on tonight, everybody who tuned in on tonight. Praise God. We will be back on Sunday morning with Bishop Page. Hallelujah. And then we'll be back on that Sunday night. Amen. With our roundtable discussion. Praise God, and we thank God for everybody who called in and tuned in tonight. We truly hope that you were blessed with a word from the Lord. And we're going to go ahead and pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again for allowing us to come together in your name. We thank you for the message that was brought forth to wake up, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. And hallelujah for the word that was brought forth on tonight and may it resonate in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, Lord. And we thank you once again. Bless the woman of God from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And we just simply pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide for each and every last one of us and we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. And remember, hallelujah, to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. And we're going to leave with this Kirk Franklin. My life is in your hands.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hands.
I feel it all in my spirit right now. I feel it. No matter what may come my way. His grace and mercy do it for him. He loves you. I know he does. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.